It's Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. Time for you to expect something wonderful.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. It's Mark Husson. This is Mark's Astrology Hour, and it's coming to you live at 8 a.m., about 1 minute after 8 a.m. Pacific time, about 1 minute after 11 a.m. on the East Coast on February 3rd. Hope you're doing well. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We have some powerful energies in the air. We're coming to you under an Aries moon that is about to go, that is void, of course, right? Yeah, so we have an Aries moon that we're playing with. Things are going to be frolicky and fun today because that's what they have to be. Let's do a quick bringing you into the show. If you're new to the show, come on over to 12radio.com and click the chat link, and you'll be brought over into the Facebook page where I'm hitting refresh on that now. So I'm doing something a little exciting. I'm simulcasting this, but I'm not really simulcasting it. I'm recording this so that we, so I can see whether or not it's going to work to put this up as a separate after show video, which you get to see me doing my thing, but I have to see if it's going to work. So I haven't done this before. So we're playing with it, but I'm definitely ready to come out and just like, this is me, this is who I am. I don't know what's going on. It's Mars on my sun, I think. We'll talk about it, though. We're going to review it. But in the meantime, not to sound so preoccupied, but let's get over to scroll down and find the post. You'll see you are listening to Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. I actually don't know how to let me just see what's going on. I think if we post, I have some other things in the way of it. Yeah, there's so much going on. I have a lot to talk to you about today. There we go. I found you. I found you. You'll be able to see some of this going on. So click comments. You'll see where it says, for me, it says 9 comments. And I click that and then I go over to the left-hand side. It says most relevant. I'll be able to show you all this. This is going to be so cool. And you change that to all comments. Let me see if I can get that. Just so it's right under newest, it says all comments. Just click that. And when you do, you'll see the posts starting with Laura. Hi, Laura. Welcome. Erica Longdon's in the house. Looking forward to getting the lowdown on what's happening. I think I have news. Erica, do I share it? You haven't told me yet when, but Erica, I'm breaking it, Erica. I don't care. I can't take it. I love Erica. I love her show. I love her energy. She's been with us forever. She might be opening the show opening before Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. Since she's coming from London, it's kind of afternoon for her. We might be able to convince her to come over to Mondays. So that'll be the show opening for me. And if you have not heard her show, you have to go listen on Thursday mornings to hear it. It's called Tune In with Erica. She's going to let me know when we're going to make this transfer happen. But Erica, just for the record, ASAP, please. I want you here with us. Peggy Reeser's in the house. Peggy, Yogi and I are here to get the latest. Thanks, Peggy. Peggy had an accident and is doing really good, but she fell and had to go to the emergency room and get taken care of. And little Yogi was worried sick about her. So, you know, we're all for sending good healing energy. She's well, she's up. You know, Peggy, like, try to hold Peggy back, please. So thanks for being here, Peggy. Lynn Goldberg, thanks for being here. Hi, Lynn. Looking forward to the groovy Monday. Hooray, hooray, Mark, and what's your family? It's Mark's Astrology Hour Day. Oh, that's so sweet. Nadine, thank you. Morning, Mark. Happy to be back after a month of traveling. Dang, I'm envious vicariously. My car, my poor car, I have to go remind myself to start the car. I'm so comfortable in my home. That's the one thing, being a Cancer, that I took on, literally, like, everything else about being a Cancer, I do a lot of the Cancerian things. But because it's my sun sign is next to Uranus, I'm odd Cancer guy, right? Like, I don't have nostalgic things, blah, blah, blah. But definitely, definitely have the let me stay at home. I love my home thing. I don't know. It's horrible. My pets are grateful for it. Or maybe they're saying, damn, dude, go so we can do something. Whatever. Good morning from Truly. Happy Monday, everyone. Looking forward to a weekly update. I know. I hear you, girl. I got one for us. I got one for us. Shelly, thanks for being here. Good morning from Morrison, Colorado. Oh, we get to share the same weather and these beautiful sunrises. I had a stunning sunrise today. My friend Deb sent a beautiful one from over in Thornton. Gorgeous, gorgeous skies. Maureen, we survived January. It's got to be better as with Libra. As this Libra with Gemini rising and a Capricorn moon is trying like everyone else to stay sane and healthy. I know we are. She's sending good juju. Judith is in the house. Morning from Canada, where it's all feeling pretty weird over here. I know. Why are we punishing our neighbors? I don't get it. I'm staying out, though. We're going to commit. We're going to commit to not drinking the Kool-Aid. And part of drinking the Kool-Aid is stay out of the assessment. Stay out of the drama. Stay out of it, you guys. And I know that's contrary. Some people are like, no, you get in there and you fight. But you know what? We don't know everything. I'm sorry. I'm in my house feeding my mind with healthy reality as much as possible. I mean, Mars is in Cancer going retrograde. So I'm A1 in good shape. But I don't, you know, when I do listen, and then it's like you have to listen to 8 different sources to get some perspective. Otherwise, you guys, it's easy to lose your step. Please listen to many different positions. Okay. And then we'll come up with a decision and we will get through this. Right, Judith? We'll get through it. We will. So you guys, today, like I said, is an Aries moon. The moon is void of course. Hopefully you get a sense of this void of course energy. It's freeing. It's open. These tariffs were announced under a void of course moon and a Mars retrograde. This ain't going anywhere, people. I'm telling you. We'll listen. We'll follow. Wait a minute. I see a member request. Get on in here. Yes, welcome, welcome, welcome. Oh my gosh, how fun. Okay, so yeah, I think we have to take into account what's going on astrologically. Now, Jupiter is retrograde until when? Do you want to know? Drum roll, please. Tomorrow morning. Look, I have my sheet of paper. I get to hold this stuff up. Now, it looks like there might be, I'm watching this video. There might be some lag here and there, but that's okay. That's fun. I'm learning this stuff. It's really fun. It's like, okay, is it lagging because I have too many windows open? But this, hopefully today, this show is going to go up on YouTube and you get to look at the face that was made for radio. For real. For real. I'm getting it over with. Forget it. And if you don't see it, it's just because it didn't come out, but I'm determined. We will share that same space soon. So, let's get, let me see. I lose my train of thought because I get so excited. Couple of announcements. Tomorrow is Kat's class. Kat doesn't do classes very often. And when she does, she attracts an enormous group of people that are very loyal and they love what she does. I love what Kat does. She has an incredible gift of getting underneath an issue. She trusts her visuals. Very watery in that way. Kat's a Gemini. And so she has an ability to communicate this stuff she wants to teach in many different languages. The language of the spiritual, the language of the ethereal, the language of English, the language of visual. So one of the things that might be fun is to take a peek at the class. Try it. Try the first one. And see if this is your community, because she does tend to build ongoing communities that last for a long time. And so I think what you learn from this is how to bring something. She's kind of teaching what she does, which is use whatever metaphor and whatever gift and whatever oracle is in front of you, using it to live a better life. And when you understand that's all coming from you, you can't help but feel a certain kind of divinity in yourself. And so that's a thing. It's called Awaken the Divine Within You for a reason. She really thought about all these things. I watched her, and she struggles. I mean, I know we go way back, and you all know we're friends. So a lot of what I'm saying comes from my heart and comes from knowing her. But we've been through a lot together. Not all of it fun. Not all of it beautiful. And that's how you grow, right? But she's been a part of the one too since we first started. And there's a part that you could just see her when she takes off, like her wings soar. And I know her really well in that way. And this was one of those moments where she decided she wanted to teach class. She's not teaching it for anybody but herself and for you. But I didn't say, go teach a class. I mean, I encourage when she says, I have an idea. But this one was like from someplace else in her. So I'm promoting it heavily because we don't have a lot of people teaching over there. We don't have a lot of events that are ongoing where community is being built. Kelly Whetstone teaches often. Kay Dragon will have a meditation. Jay and Raven will do meditations. Ginger is planning some classes over there. And I am so grateful for that part of what these people do. And so I do what I can to promote them. This is Kat's entrance into it with a new group of people, a new concept. And I don't know, it's very inexpensive. It's $35. Give it a try tomorrow. And then you get a choice each week to continue, because she only wants people there if they want to be there. You don't pay for four classes and then show up. You pay for one. And then if you like it, you do the next week and then the next week, because she believes if you're coming back, you want to be there, not because you were committed and you're trying to get your money's worth, right? So I hope you'll give that a shot. You go over to 12academy.com. I think Jane Barbone had posted – oh, boom, boom. Jane Barbone had posted a image of it, and I think a link. Thank you, Jane. It's very kind of you to do that. I think I have a link in my browser history memory. I'm going to paste it, see if it is there. Yeah, it is. Let's see if that works. I'm going to put it up. We'll see if it, you know, if you all get that. It just says funny names like Prada, Click for Talk, but that's the company that does all the technology. So you're able to just call in an 800 number and listen. That's all you have to do. You get emailed the instructions, and you sit back and listen, and she'll explain it when you get there, how you ask questions, et cetera, what you do, but totally worth at least exploring. I can't endorse it enough, but this is our shot at it tomorrow. It's tomorrow and it's late. It's at 6 p.m. Pacific time. So yes, I know a lot of you say that's too late for me, but guess what? You get a recording of it sent to you. But you have to pay for it to get the recording, and that's all. If you can't make it, that's so understandable. I'm in bed by 9:30. Seriously. I ain't asleep, but I'm in bed by 9:30. I mean, it's almost like weird to say that, because I remember like, it's 1 o'clock, I should go to bed. And now it's like, get my butt down there. The dogs come with me. It's cozy. I'm such a Cancer, you guys, in that way. Like, snuggle up. It's cold out. I so love the cold, because that means you can snuggle. What do you do when it's hot out? Everything's like exposed. Get away. So, all right. Let's take a look, see how y'all are doing, and then we're going to go into the week ahead. Venus is changing signs. That's a big deal. And when we have to sort of explore that a little bit, we have to dig a little bit deeper into that. Some of you are posting, so I'm going to check on those comments real quick. That's what I'm doing. You can see me on the screen when I get this posted up, but it won't move. This thing will not move. It makes you stay in the center. That's so funny. Let's see. Pamela said, I made the mistake of watching news this weekend. I know. I did cancel all my live things. I have no news access. I downloaded Ground. Wait a minute. Ground News. It's an app and it rates. It just does. It's an aggregate where all the headlines come in. It tells you this leans left. This leans right. This 90% of the people saw this. Only the left saw this. Only the right. It's weird. It's amazing, but it's completely nonpartisan and completely. It seems very safe to me. There's no hype. There's no like gimmicky stuff to it, but it lets you know, like, this is a story that people with this bent will never see. This is a story. And so you understand if you have friends on that side that they probably haven't heard that. Okay. I'm finishing up. I'm reading, just bringing you all in, and then we're going to go for the day. Hi, Tara. She's saying from cold Canada, 30 today in Canada. Yeah, I know. Today it was 40. When I was taking the boys out for their walk, it said 40. And I was like, you guys, it's a heat wave. Let's go. Erica, Kat's classes are awesome. Yeah, they are. Okay, now you guys are good. You are up to date. Hi, Kari. Welcome. You look like a new name for me. Thank you for being here. All right, you guys, let's talk a little bit. Venus. Venus is the ruler of Taurus. Venus is the ruler of Libra. If you're a Taurus or a Libra, you get affected by this. Why? Because in the sky, the planet that rules you has shifted. very much the way Cancer is ruled by the moon. And I feel those effects every time the moon changes sign. I know, believe it or not, I know where the moon is. I know it's crazy, but I know. I knew this was an Aries moon. I just could tell. And also by the reflection of other people around me, I know how it affects the people close to me. I get it. But what that means, first of all, for Tauruses and Libras, or wherever you have Taurus and Libra in your chart, the planet that where you guys get your orientation from, this is Taurus and Libras, is going into war, is going into the aggressive, it's not, and we call it war. Let me just explain that. The warrior sign. Now, an aerobics instructor, that's a warrior, okay? Somebody that you help get over the finish line, that's a warrior. And so Venus is going in there, and Venus isn't like, let's take action and go to war. Venus is like, this is what opens me up to feel the connection to life. Venus isn't, let's move. Venus is, let's feel. Okay? When it goes into Aries, what are you feeling? Your inner warrior, your inner spirituality, that fire in your belly that wants you to light up. And guess where you put that? We project that onto the world around us, onto the people around us. We're kind of looking for a hero. We kind of expect a hero. We kind of want to be a hero, or we're really looking for someone to come and help us out. And you know who the heroes are? The people who comfort us, make us feel okay. The people who get in front of us. Like, you know that thing? I have this thing. I used to rate people by how safe I feel when I go out in the world. It's a weird thing to rate people by. But when I go out with John, I feel like no one's going to F with me. No one. I feel it. It feels so good. Like, not anybody would, but it's also like no one's going to F with him because I feel strong. I'm like, whatever. And like, I know that's a weird way to think about the world. Who's going to mess with me? But my point is that goes away. Now, if you're with somebody that makes you feel a little unsafe, a little insecure, that you are thinking about, well, who's going to hurt me? Right? So, but that goes away when you're feeling safe. When, like, you know that thing when you're with a friend? I have several friends, all my current friends right now, I feel safe with. And the reason I know that is because I can just be with them. I don't care where we are. Just talk, enjoy. That's really a fun feeling. But if you've ever been around somebody where it doesn't feel safe, that's what you're looking to not be around. You're looking around messages that feel good. That's sort of the thing with cutting off the news for me, the media news, cutting it off. Just like, no, okay, I got to hear my own opinion. I don't want your thoughts. It's too, I can't know where you're coming from. So I had to have multiple voices. And what that is a form of establishing my center. That's my safety. Because if I lean in too much to this, like I was in the shower, the first thing I do is go, her name, play YouTube. I open up YouTube and I'll hit whatever's there. Today, it was all about the tariffs, right? And I was starting to feel my belly. Like I was, oh gosh, I was feeling my shoulders. I was like, okay, I don't want just one source. And so I'm a little neurotic about it right now. But that's Venus going into Aries telling me, and that's the moon in Aries too. Let's have more control over this, okay? I'm not going to be pat. I changed it, and I listened to, oh my gosh, I have so many funny things I listen to. And fun and cute, and, you know, I think you can tell what algorithm social media thinks you are, so they bring all this stuff to me. And for some reason, I'm the wild animal rescue guy. So, because I can't take my eyes off when a deer is stuck in a gate. Or the sloth is stuck in the middle of the road. I'm getting like, okay, those are my videos right now. Okay, so YouTube thinks I'm an animal activist, I think, or something. I love that because, okay, I do tend to watch those distressed turtles that they have to develop something for their back. It's called bubble butt syndrome, for real. When a turtle gets damaged, they can't, air gets stuck in the back of their shell. Who thinks of this stuff? Why do I know this? So anyway, you see the algorithm is now I'm controlled by the algorithm, right? So I didn't want the algorithm bringing all the bad news yet. So I'm changing it. I want control over it. Venus in Aries. What are you all choosing? That's the deal. That's what Venus is asking us. What are you doing? Now, I want you to notice it goes in tonight. Let me see when it goes in. It goes in midnight. So this is the 29 degree Venus in Pisces. This is where you feel like it's all over.
This is where it feels like everything you've ever absorbed is stuck to you like glue. You can't shake things. Maybe somebody says something, it sticks. Okay, so you know I have my little gambling thing I do. It's called a checking on Chumba without the G. No G in the phrase, so checking on Chumba. And this woman and I put up when I spin those little things. I love it. I'm having so much fun. I really am. And I don't know why it happened when Mars hit my sun, and I'm doing it, whatever. And I'm not hiding it anymore. I don't care. So this woman goes, this guy goes, you are so lucky. And I think that's putting a curse on me, right? And so I used to have a friend. When I was in Morgantown, my current friend, Jeannie, her brother owned a shoe store, and we would work there. It was one of those moments, like when those pivotal moments in life when you're bonding with people that you'll remember the rest of your life. One of the people that worked there, Italian, little Italian D, somebody would compliment her, and Jeannie would hit me and go, look behind her back. And I would look, and D had this symbol, the taking your thumb and touching it to the middle, and what is that? The middle and ring finger, and leaving your horns. It's called the ward off evil. I said, what is that? She says she's warding off evil because people are complimenting her. And I just love that. And so this guy posted, you are so lucky. And I'm like, ooh, ward off evil. I don't want to be seen that way. I don't want to be seen as lucky. Cause all that means for my neurotic mind is that I'm up and it's going to come down. Right. It's like the minute I think I'm a good intuitive, I'm really psychic, and then I do it with intention, I'm wrong every single time. I can't be aware of my own thing. I just can't. Okay. That's me. It's Saturn in the first, whatever. Well, somebody answered that and said to him, he a affiliate. They are affiliate. They're paid. You could hear she was just angry, and she said, he going to delete my post because I'm telling the truth. Well, that just sunk me, right? I'm like, no. So that's Venus in Pisces is my point. Took me 2 days to shake that voice out of my head, because now I think everybody thinks I'm winning because this stupid person is putting a lie up there because she's not winning. She had to put a lie about me. She did it again today. So this time with the moon in Aries, what did I do? I didn't sass her. I didn't say a word to her, because the first time I said, no, it's really me. I'm not an affiliate. I do this because I love it. I just blocked her, but that's it. I just blocked her. And then next time somebody said that to me down a little bit, I said, be careful. I'm going to be accused of being an affiliate. And they go, no, we know you're not. It's hard to think that I'm being deceitful when you see that I'm just doing this and laughing and losing and playing 50 cents, whatever. So Venus in Pisces, it sticks like glue. And so for you guys, notice today at 29 degrees of Venus, right? 29 degrees. It's the culmination of the sign of Pisces. Venus is at 29 Pisces, going to go into Aries at midnight Pacific time. So while you're hopefully most of you are asleep, you wake up to a Venus in Aries. Now, the beauty of it in terms of synchronicity is the moon is going to go into Taurus, the ruler of Venus, to give it extra support. So you should feel by tomorrow some pretty darn good support, number one. Number two, you should be able to notice, to look around you and see, who am I feeling safe with? What information do I want in my head? Where do I want this information to come? And the opposite of that is getting rid of everything that isn't working, that makes you feel down, that makes you feel scared, and most importantly with Venus in Aries, that makes you feel weak. And believe it or not, when you have to puff up, you're probably feeling weak. So notice who's making you puff up, okay? Now, if you are in Aries, Venus is about 30, going to be here for 30 days, and everyone's going to love you. Everyone's going to love you. So you kind of can use this Venus time to do no wrong. And don't abuse it. Don't abuse it, because people, there is another side to it. But the thing is to be as just know you can be charming. You can make advancements this week and next week and the week after. If you're in Aries, wherever you have Aries in your chart, that place is getting charmed. Okay. Now I'm bringing the chart up that I have. This is fun because y'all can see the chart really big on the video. I think I am going to put this video up. So how I'll get it to you is I have, it's called Mark's Astrology Hour on YouTube. You're just going to have to look for it, I think, at first until I get a video up there, and then we'll start linking it and it'll start getting a little more popular, and then you can, we can play. It'll be a fun thing. It'll be a, like another on-demand version of the show. We'll see if this works. I don't know. We'll see. Okay, so I brought the chart up and I'm looking at, to see, there's Venus at 0 degrees Aries. That's the chart for tonight. So you can see it's 11:57. And then it's going to go, and I sent this to everybody on the mailing list. Please get on the mailing list, please. Then I can help you get, find the YouTube shows. I can do so much more. And you get over on the mailing list at 12house.com. Okay. And then I can, you know, we get to talk, we get to share. It's like, I would never understand why somebody would unsubscribe from that mailing list, because I send 3 announcements a week. Delete them if you don't like them, but I try to make them at least interesting. And I send the Power Peak information, the most important thing that people subscribe to, with the password. Okay, markhusson.com. If you can't get in, you ain't on that mailing list. So get on that mailing list, 12house.com. And if you're having trouble, you can email me, markhusson@me.com, and tell me you're having trouble with the mailing list, and we'll see what we can do. We can see what we can figure out. Looking at this chart, you see that Venus is in Aries, and in 19 days, it's going to be connecting to Chiron, one of the most romantic, fun, lucky aspects you can have in a chart. That means if you're planning something, I should move this. I'll do this later. I was going to advance it and animate the wheel to go forward, but it's so potent. I'll have plenty of time to talk to you guys about it. But now that Jupiter is also, here's Jupiter. Oh, I get the point. You guys, this could change everything. Okay, I get to point. Jupiter is in Gemini. I said that already. Jupiter is in Gemini. Oh, and I get to hold the boys up and show you the boys. This could be a game changer. I'm starting to really get into this. Now that I'm over my own face, I can do this. Okay, now Jupiter is in Gemini, and it is going direct tomorrow. So it's frozen at 11. Do you know anybody with Jupiter at 11 degrees or with Gemini at 11 degrees? 11 degrees, 12 degrees, 13, 10? Because that's going to be amazing, because Jupiter's sitting on your stuff. And Jupiter sitting on your stuff. Now, if you're getting heavy, if you're gaining weight, and you have that planet, that transit, it's about self-esteem. And not that getting fat means you have low self-esteem, but you're probably eating instead of doing something else. You're probably fretting a little bit. But Jupiter going direct will change that. Guess what else happens down here? Mercury is at 11, Aquarius. Jupiter is at 11, Gemini. 2 air signs. Ideas are flowing like crazy. Look at mine. I'm going to be on YouTube. No, I'm just teasing. It's not. No, it isn't really. That is connected. But see, if you get any good ideas, if you had some ideas recently, I'm going to do this, I think. I'm going to do that. I'm going to try this. I'm going to listen to this. I'm going to take Kat's class. What a great time to teach class. You know, Kat thought about that trine, I bet you. She didn't mention it to me, but she didn't do anything without really digging deep. She thought about that trine going to be when you all register for the class or start that class. That's in the mix. Jupiter, Mercury, how you learn, how you think. That's pretty crazy. So lucky this week, you guys. Tons of information, but are you going to let it run you? Are you going to like let Jupiter like just get inundated by Mercury and all this information coming in, and you're going to believe it, and you're going to take, you know, you could be like diplomatic. Let's get the information. Let's sort it. Let's see where this goes. This is very important, because this is a time when ideas are really, really big. Now, some of you may be losing sleep. It's exactly what would happen if Mercury is coming up to the sun and trining Jupiter. You would just, your mind is like on all night. I am feeling that. I did get some good sleep. It's hard not to sleep when you got these two beautiful furry things cuddling up to you. I should show you them. Next week, I'll be ready. They're just right here sleeping on either side of me, but I don't want to bug them. And, you know, you've heard them bark. But it's hard not to sleep when you got them things snuggling up to you on a cold winter night. Ooh. Ooh, I just cancered myself. Okay. Now, So all the air is coming back. We're getting oxygen. We're getting a mental boost, and we're starting to be thinking of bigger ideas. But it's not just us, it's the world. The world is getting ideas. The world is getting some, we'll see what we do with these ideas. But you'll start seeing innovation. I wouldn't be surprised if you get introduced to a couple of new things, new technologies coming through. Like now, like right away. Let's see what we get. I think it's happening. I mean, probably some surprises, but it's coming. And that's innovation. That's the excitement of air. We're not in Earth anymore. We're not doing the Capricorn thing. Jupiter said bye at the beginning of the year. So that's this week. Now, tomorrow, like I said, we're going to have the Taurus moon and Jupiter stationing to go forward happens while you're sleeping. When you wake up, Jupiter will be frozen. Now, for some of you, that could feel like a little intense. It's a metaphor. So it's just telling us a little bit about what you're doing anyway. So that's why, to me, beautiful day to take a class. I'm really hounding that because I'd love to see what you think of it. It's over at 1-2 Academy. Play with it. And then you decide. But this is a chance. And I hate the missed opportunity. And I'm not trying to be a salesperson. She doesn't need a bunch of people to sign up who don't want it. But it is an opportunity to be part of a community that I haven't seen happen in a long time. I would love to get our community back. I can't even get the readers that work here to be part of the community anymore ever since COVID. And I don't see that as a bad thing. And what it is just way more independence. I still have my monthly staff meetings. We still talk. We haven't hired new people in forever. It's just a system that tends to work and it's comfortable. And they're like, I trust them with everything I have. I mean, so what's to fix? And so that's where we are there. I'm going to check on the room on you guys real quick. I know time kind of rolls here. Let me see something too. How the heck is that gone? Where's my phone? Okay, hold on. Usually I have my phone with me and I can see messages if somebody's trying to get a hold of me. So if you're trying to get a hold of me, I see. Malocha, Jeannie. Jeannie heard my story. Thank you, Jeannie. Okay, we're good. We're good to go. All right. Let's check and see how you guys are, and then we'll come back and finish up the week. We got a weekly roundup. Those two big events, though, you guys, I'm telling you, Venus moving into Aries. You're going to love this, I promise. So we click 30. It says to me 31 comments, and then I hit all comments. I hit relevant. All relevant, and I changed that to all comments. And I scroll down. You'll be able to see me do this. You'll be able to see me do this. Okay, Melissa's in the house. Venus and Taurus, so lucky to listen to you. Blessings. That is so sweet, Melissa. Thank you. So sweet. Chiron and Aries. Oh, heard you say something about that. We'll stay tuned. Next week, I think we'll talk about it next week because Venus is coming up, and y'all should be planning something. Do something with that Venus and Chiron. And I'll have my book with me. Erica, LOL. This Libra woke up this morning feeling angry for no reason. I just woke up mad. Now I know. Venus is heading into Aries. Oh, Lord, we're not even quite there yet, and I'm on fire. Erica. I know, Erica, right? Erica cracks me up. Judith, YouTube gives me dog TV. Oh, it gives you dog TV? It gives me like rescue animal TV. But I'll take rescue animal TV, even though, to tell you the truth, I do have another one. These guys are cooking weird stuff. Like they watch a weird video of like they put a Sprite bottle in the middle of a pan of popcorn and cook it. And they see it and it's called the Pun Guys. I'm giving them a plug. I don't care. What is it? That's all we have, right? And they cook the weirdest stuff to tell you if it's any good or not, but they crushed a bunch of Oreos with a little bit of milk and microwaved it and turned it into cake, that things like that. So what? I got food and animals that are about to die that live. It's good. That's what I am. Becky Nelson. Yay. YouTube. Aries. Thank you, Mark. Hey, Becky. Thank you. Joni. More and more endearing and fun are you. Love listening to you, Joni. Thank you, sweetheart. That's so sweet. Jennifer's in the house. Jennifer locks me dove. It's Monday again. I'm out walking my dog in the springtime weather. We're sharing the weather. Isn't it springtime, Erica? You know, I mean, Jennifer, we're sharing the same weather. I think Jennifer's up in Boulder. but we're sharing pretty much similar weather. And it's lovely Colorado. It's hard to hate Colorado on anything we do. Jennifer is an advisor. She's already on YouTube. She's got her – and Jennifer, you got to post your little thing. She's already got doing astrology on YouTube, killing it. And I'm just doing the show, so I'm not going to do a lot of – I might – who knows what's going to turn into. You guys will guide me. I just trust y'all to tell me what the hell to do. I'm just doing it. Taking the fear away. And that's what happened. Mars on my sun, I think a lot of this happened. I suddenly felt politically neutral, like it just went away. And I felt like I'm not afraid to look at anything. Like, and I'm not talking about I'm not afraid of anything. And I swear to you, if in my heart, if I'm virtue signaling, I apologize. I'm trying to say that this was a possibility that I didn't think was possible. The water in me, the water boy that I am, that I could be like without that kind of like worry about normal things. Like I worry about money and I worry about my bills and I worry about what if the site went down, I'd be crushed. So things like that. But I used to add on to that. My going live, what I look like, not being young anymore, you know, am I astrologically irrelevant? I like gambling. What? How am I going to say that? All those things. I don't care. And it's not that I don't care. It's like I care enough to put me in the boat and say, okay, love it or leave it. This is it. This is what I got. I don't want to like keep putting my finger in the dam where there's a leak because somebody might not like what I am, what I do. And I get the love from you guys. This is kind of like, so people listening is probably not the message for you. It's the message, though, for you with regards to your own life. There can be a moment. I had a friend who quit smoking pot after 25 years. And he said to me, you said to me once when you quit smoking, when I quit smoking cigarettes, I remember looking at John in 2006 outside of a Course in Miracles meeting. I was having a cigarette with John. That was our thing, cigarettes, smoking on breaks with coffee. And I said, I think I'm done. I just think I'm done. And he said, with smoking? I go, yeah. It was 1 p.m. I go, I am so unbelievably bored with what these do and the control and everything about it, but I'm done. It was so neutral. So I developed narcolepsy and this insane, insane hot sauce craving. Like I hated hot sauce. Never a hot sauce guy. All of a sudden I'm like sucking it down like I could IV. Can you have anything hotter than triple 10X in this Tabasco sauce? That was me. So I was at acupuncture and I asked my acupuncturist, what is that? What I have this crazy. He said, you're trying to replace the heat that you lost when you quit smoking. Brilliant. Brilliant. But guess what? Never went back. Never had another cigarette. I did try vaping. We talked about that. And that was so much harder to quit. But that's another story. This is about when it's time, when something is time, it just stops. So if you're fretting something, if you got something on it, you just don't know. Sometimes the hatred that you give it is the lock, is the glue. Sometimes the disgust that you give it is so much the thing that keeps you stuck there. So maybe just kind of like know it supports you, whatever it is your vice might be, and that it will find a truth with some love, with some opening. And I know that sounds so corny when I say it out loud, but love means non-abusive to me. It means just you don't have to love that you do these things. But you could look at it with a more loving, there's probably a deeper cause here that's eating at me. I remember when I hit my jackpot, when Mars hit my sun, I had a jackpot like $5,000. And everything changed. Like I needed this boost of money. It was like so important. I needed it for so many things because I was just on the treadmill, right? Yeah, I'm on a treadmill of money sometimes. But this was like a nice little infusion. And I remember John said to me, you are so different. That anxiety is gone. I'm like, I didn't have anxiety. It was just like, he didn't have to explain it. I knew. And then I was like, okay, I don't want to have that anymore. I just don't want that in my nervous system. So let's do what we need to do to not create that. So I started building in boundaries. When I gamble, I built in a boundary. Like if you win half a two, or I think it's 2/3 of it goes back in to your bank account. And just whatever it takes. So with us in these daily things, watching the planets roll, Venus now in Aries, I think we're going to get a lot of opportunity. Notice that Venus in Pisces, I talked a lot about addictions just today. That's 29 degrees. So, and I've heard this whole month about people who are addicted to things, right? Now it's in Aries. That stuff is going to change. I'm telling you. Not only will, if you have something you want to let go of, that might be a time to do it. May not be. But if it is a time to do it, it probably will be easy and you'll probably notice it. And it all depends on what house it's in for you. Sixth house people, if you have Aries there, that's typically Scorpio risings. You'll notice that shift. You'll notice getting stronger in Aries that you finally want to take care of. I got to start building muscle tone. But that's for me personally, just because I noticed, you know, weakness. Like I noticed, I don't want to be weak there. God, it's like I watch, like, whatever. I watch people lift stuff. I'm like, dang. So I've been such a cuddly, cozy Cancer. It's been so much fun. Okay. I'm checking on you. Then I promise you we're going through the week ahead, because there's a couple things I want to warn you about. Not warn, but tell you what's happening. So give me a sec here. Just checking real quick. I like to keep up with you. It's easy to forget that I'm filming this, so it'll be fun to see this. Pamela quit 3-pack-a-day habit 30 years ago. It was so much hell, I never touched another cigarette again. I love that, and I'm so sorry it was hard. That's a sheer act of will, Pamela, for real. For me, it was sort of like, ugh. And the guy that I know that quit smoking pot, same thing, kind of just fell off. Now, the hell was the sort of, the withdrawals can be tough. For me, the withdrawal just came in the form of Tabasco sauce and narcolepsy. I just would be in the middle of a talk and John would stand behind me and I would just say, John, it's happening. I'd pass out, like literally just pass out. I think it was my body's way of saying, we'll get you through this. Here you go. So that was pretty fun. All right. So the Gemini moon comes to us on Thursday. I want you to pay attention to Thursday. Thursday, the moon goes into Gemini. Wednesday night late. So Thursday, it'll be in Gemini all day. That's when it touches Jupiter. And if it's the moon's with Jupiter, Mercury's going to be connected to Jupiter too. And Thursday could be a big, big day for not only information, it could be a big day for you to feel like you finally get to get something off your chest or get to communicate something or finally publish that thing you've been wanting to publish or write that thing you've been wanting to write. So Mars is still retrograde, so taking action and being the warrior. See, we're kind of getting this gentle infusion of Aries as we go into the Aries cycle with Venus. So you may not want to take action as much as appreciate this internal movement that's happening, these choices that are taking place on the inside. But pay attention to Thursday, please, because we have the conjunction. The moon meets up with Jupiter. Now, Jupiter can be like the feel-good planet. It can also be the planet of overwhelm. When it's in an air sign, and just like Venus loves being with Libra, loves being with Taurus, it's not so happy in Aries. It doesn't like all that fighting and all that warrior stuff. That's why when you bring it into a place of like the love of the warrior in you, I think that, and appreciating people out here, maybe appreciating a good competition show, maybe sports stuff, all that stuff's going to come to the forefront. Have a good outlet for it, because like I said, Venus in traditional astrology is in its detriment in Aries. That all that means is we have odd ways of making it feel really good. And so once the moon, and that's Saturday, so that's Thursday for the conjunction. Saturday it goes into Cancer, and that's where it meets Mars. So that means another weekend where we might have some anger stuff going on. You know, think back. It's not going to help you, but just keep in mind that this weekend, if you're a little edgy, a little irritable, this is a great time to get some things done right before the Virgo moon. So the weekend of being at home, feeling comfortable, but making your house where you can hole up in it and be happy, I think that's not a bad thing to do. Okay. I think that's really great. So we put up the Power Peak at markhusson.com. Ginger contributes weekly to it. Kelly Whetstone does. Mo does. Have to give big shout outs to them. The star of the show, of course, is C.A. Brooks, who never fails to deliver voluminous writing about the day. And if you just take your time, she's kind of channeling that stuff. There's no only way she can do it. Ridiculously, she's channeling. I know she is. But if you if you read it, it's kind of like, wow. And it does give you the flavor. She doesn't miss a single aspect that's going on. It really is award-level stuff. Jennifer's is Dove Light Astrology over at YouTube. Please, she put it up on the post under her post. I'm looking at it right now. Go visit and subscribe. It's invaluable. And listen, you guys listening, you friends of the 1-2, it's all about you. You have something you want me to promote. You have a place you want us to visit. You're selling some artwork. You're being amazing. Let me promote you. Let us promote you. We're kind of calling it the 1-2 family, right? That's what cancers need to do. We need to bring our people together. So if you would, go support Jennifer Dove. I'm going to be, I think mine's Mark Husson Astrology Hour on YouTube. It exists by name. There's not a thing on it, but it will be. I'm going to see how this works to put it up. Otherwise, you guys, I think we're going to wrap it up. Let's review what's happening this week. Erica may be moving to Mondays very soon, so check the schedule. I will send an email out about that. And that'll be right before my show. Kat's class is tomorrow. We know about that. We know that Venus moves into Aries tonight at 11:57, so tomorrow we're going to be a whole new level of thing. This is a Void of Course Moon, so you know it's going to be like, oh, I'm putting my video up on a Void of Course Moon. You know, I might wait. Y'all might not see that thing up till 7:30. That's how neurotic I am about it, because I don't want to start something under that. I want to put it up when it's normal. That's me, and then that's my cancer self on a Void of Course Moon. So it might be that the video doesn't come out, but either way, I'm going to put it up. Only you listening to the show are going to be able to find it. The first one anyway. And then we have a sale Wednesday. We have a sale Friday at 1-2listen.com. Your support of the 1-2listen crew is how we survive. Your being on the mailing list and sharing that mailing list link is how we survive. Taking classes, how we survive. Most importantly, how we survive is your love and your support and your constant reminding us that you are in favor of what we do, and your kindness I can't do without. So that's real. I think I'm ready to sign us out. Let me check here real quick and see if there's anything else I need to do. I don't think there is. So let's do this. Let's make it I'm checking out 5 minutes early. You're going to hear some music, but then you will hear Kat coming on in the show. She's going to probably talk a little more about the class with some surprises. And that'll be on, right following me. And after her is Lori Love. And after Lori Love is Serena. And then we start the week. I think that's it, everybody. I do appreciate you. We'll see what happens with this newfangled stuff, okay? Thank you so much. You stay well. Stay connected. Thank you for being a part of my life. I so appreciate you. And I love this growing up with you, because that's what I feel like I'm doing. Saturn in the first house. We grow up late. That's all I can say. All right. Big hugs to everybody. Thank you again. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.